My name is Anthony Hines. For the last many years, I've been trying to share my career experience so that people can learn from not only what I've done well, but what I've done not so well, so that they don't make the same mistakes. Because an experience not shared is an experience wasted. I also try to help job seekers because there is really a need for people who are looking for a job to get support, and it doesn't always exist out there. And to be honest, I've lived it, so I understand the support that's possibly needed by people. So, as I say, I try to help people develop their career as well as try to help the people who are in transition to get their next opportunity. Today's podcast is about voluntary layoffs. Some people call it voluntary retirement. I will tell you this. If your company offers you something to leave, the first thing you cannot do is you cannot take it personal. Okay? Companies today are lean. Companies today are competitive. And companies today want to do whatever they can to eliminate resources if they feel there's any chance at all that they can get by with less of these resources. That's all there is to it. I know that in many cases, people that are being offered these types of packages have worked with the company a long time. I don't question that. I know that. But the fact of the matter is that companies having, since we're in a worldwide economy today, really need to be competitive. And you got to understand that it's, as I say, it's not that they want to get rid of you, or it's not that they don't care about what you've done for the company in the past, and it's not any of those things. It's about having to be able to compete and having to be able to survive. Okay? So once you understand that mindset, then you can start looking at your own decision regarding this opportunity with a lot more objectivity. Okay? First thing I want you to think about is this. You will have time to make a decision, usually 30 days to make a decision before you have to decide whether to take it or not. All I can tell you is that you have to think about two things. Number one, will the next package be better if there is another package? And usually there is, because once a company starts down this route, then they continue on with more packages. Really, think about that. Will the next package or the next offer be any better than the one you're going to get? Isn't this the best one you're going to get? So, really, you have to consider it, right? I mean, if you're holding out hope, thinking that A, they're going to change their mind, or B, that it doesn't really pertain to you, you might as well just jump in Willy Wonka's chocolate factory. Because the reality is, it does pertain to you, and it does affect you, and the company is going to go on one way or the other. So the first thing is understanding, will the next offer be as good as this one? In most cases, the answer is no. So that's got to be part of your decision. The next part, I really want you to think about, okay? And that is, with the shrinking workforce, let's assume you stay and you don't accept the offer. And there were 7 people on your team. And now there's 5 people on your team or 4 people on your team. Do you think the workload's going to decrease? Do you think that your stakeholders or your vendors or your customers are going to say, well, they just got rid of 3 people. I'm not going to order as much. Or I'm not going to care about that project as much. or the like. Guess what? If you're with the surviving group, what's now in it for you? Are you going to get a raise? Are you going to get a bonus? Are you going to get anything for now having to work probably doubly as hard as you did before the announcement? Think about this, people, because people look at the fact that in the retirement opportunity or the layoff opportunity, it only matters about their decision. Oh, absolutely not. It matters about everyone's decision. Because if you stay, do you want to be in the group that's doing all the work? So someone else's decision does affect you. Okay? So not only will the work be different, but the duties will be different within your job. And then, as they say, more hours, more work, more time, and the like. So my second response is, if you stay, are you prepared to do double the work? Oh, and by the way, my third reason. Let's assume you do stay. How do you think the morale of the people that are left are going to be? How do you think that's going to be? It's sort of like waiting in a death march, right? They're waiting for the next layoff opportunity, right? Because once that mindset goes in, what do you think happens to productivity? At least in my experience, what do you think happens to productivity? So now you have a team that's probably cut in half, and you have morale that's shot, yet the workload's the same. Do you want to be a part of that? I don't know. I'm not sure. I just want you to think about that. Okay? Now we look at, okay, what's the package? Okay? So the fact of the matter is, take away all the personal emotion, take away the like. Have you been networking? Do you have an updated resume? Do you have an updated LinkedIn profile that I've brought up many times in these podcasts to keep active and up? If you do, then I ask you, are you living in an area of the country that you can easily find another job? Only you know that. But that doesn't mean if you are not living in an area that is very vibrant, that you're going to have the choice to be able to whether to find another job after this round of layoffs. Because this was voluntary, right? And as they said, the next package may not be as good. But if you look at the area of the country that you're in, if you've been networking and you've been looking on LinkedIn and then doing the updating your resume, at least you have a running start if you were to leave, right? So then you have to say to yourself, okay, I've looked at the environment. I looked at what the environment's going to be like next time, you know, or post-event. I've looked at the reality of, you know, whether I want to do it or not. You know, I've looked at my other choices. I've looked at the reality that the next package may not be as good. Okay? So now I got to ask you this. Even though you're going to be paid, are you going to be mentally ready to be out of work for a while? That's another factor. Because unless you're very lucky, you may be out of work a little bit. Even though you're getting paid, you may be out of work a little bit. And for all those people that say, oh, wow, you should have taken advantage of it because, you know, you're getting paid and it's a great vacation. Well, that's great if you know what job you're going to have in a few weeks or a few days or a month. Sure, you can take advantage of it then. But if you don't know when your next job is coming in, you're not thinking about vacations, I don't think. Right? So fact of the matter is, you look at the outside environment of whether you can get a job or not, and whether that's really an option, and whether that's going to be an easy option, as well as the fact of, if I'm out of work for a while, am I going to be okay with that? Okay mentally, not okay financially. You're going to be okay financially because you're going to get paid for a while. Are you going to be okay mentally? Are you prepared for that? I only say these types of things because a lot of people look at only whether they should stay or whether they should go and the like. They're not looking at the ripple effect, all the effect of what it's like to go through this, the ups, the downs, the ins, the outs, and the like. Maybe it's a little bit different if you do it voluntarily, but the fact of the matter is, I don't want you to think or say to yourself, oh, I should have stayed, if in fact you do go. You got to live with that decision. So whatever that decision is, you got to live with it. If you know, should have is never two words I use. Always say the word next time. I never say the word should have. Okay? So the fact of the matter is, think about the mental aspect of you being out for a while. Are you going to be able to do it? Okay. Now, your routine is going to be off a little bit. Does that bother you? A lot of people live by routine. How does that affect you? A lot of people have very tight schedules. How's that going to affect you not having as tight a schedule? Are you going to be lazy? Are you going to get up? Are you going to exercise? Are you going to do other things that are good for you during this time? Or are you just going to sit in the couch and watch TV? That's not going to help anyone. So the question is, how are you going to use this new free time if, in fact, you accept the voluntary layoff? And how about the mental aspect of not being around the people that you have been working with closely for years? How about the fact that they might be calling you for questions or things like that? You're going to be okay with that? Okay? I mean, not all these things happen all the time, but I just want you to think about it. Usually, as I say, you have 30 days. But reality is, it's not just about that offer. It's about other things that you really have to think about. Okay? So I want you to think of these things. And I want you to also say, is this a time where I can get my dream job? Okay? That's a possibility as well. Okay? Because my dream job may be the job that I want to get, that I'm going to now have time to try and go out and try to go for. Because the fact of the matter is, you do have an opportunity to plan, and you do have an opportunity to make it, and you do have an opportunity to become something. So the fact of the matter is, are you going to use the time as an opportunity? These are all things that you're going to think about. Okay? Then I want you to understand something else. You're the one that's going to be affected. Your family's going to be affected. Everybody in your life's going to be affected. You're going to hear some crazy things from a lot of people that when you're in the job search market, things that are kind of insensitive, even though people don't realize what they're saying. Are you going to be okay with some of these things? These are minor. I understand that, but they matter. Now I'm going to give you another aspect, and that is the noise. Everybody's going to have an opinion about what to do. My best answer is, check with your network. See what people that have gone through this have done and how it's worked out for them. You got a network for a reason. Check with your network on LinkedIn. Ask some people that you know who've been through it. Ask them how it worked out for them. My point is that you're not in a bubble. You're not being tested on this decision. You're not the only one that has to make the decision for you. Get information, get experiences from other people, and see how it works out. I'm going to tell you something, people. As much as the layoffs have been very hard for me, at times very, very challenging, they turned my career around. I never would have had all the certifications that I have now if I didn't go through those hard times. If I just kept my job and I never got challenged, assuming that everything was going to be the same. I look at the layoffs that I've been through as a blessing only because of the fact I used them as an opportunity and built off them. But if I never had the layoff, I never would have known what I was missing. I didn't know about certifications. I didn't know the importance of them until I went through a layoff or until I went through that type of time of transition. I would have still been the same person I was before the layoff. I mean, I have so many more avenues open now, so much more confidence now as a worker, so much more opportunity now. And that's only because I took advantage of that time when I was in transition. Oh, absolutely, there were some down times. But you know what? Understand this time of transition could be an opportunity for you to develop yourself. And understand and relook at yourself and say, maybe I could learn more. Get a little more education. Get something to solidify my experience. I'm only telling you people this. It's not just you and a piece of paper. There's a lot that goes into these decisions. My overriding factor is that the next decision, the next opportunity regarding these types of layoffs may not be yours or may not be as good. So you really got to strongly consider it. So, that's what I would do. And finally, I would have somebody in the legal profession take a look at the agreement to make sure that it's good for you legally. Again, you have time. You're going to have time to do this. So, you may want to do that. Now, I want to say one more thing now that I think about it. There is an opportunity sometimes that when you put yourself into the layoff, you're not accepted because either other people in your group are going or too many people took the layoff. Okay? All I can tell you with something like that is be ready for that possibility too. That you fill out the paperwork, but so many people did it that you cannot take advantage of it and the company has denied your request. Remember, these are requests. And the fact is, are you okay with the fact that the decision has now been taken away from you? These are all factors I want you to consider. Understand, if you're going to put it in, you're going to get that opportunity in, you're going to say yes, I would put it in pretty early and not towards the end of the time. But that said, be ready. You may have it denied because too many people in the group or team or division decided to go. Again, a lot of times you don't get anything for staying. So that may happen too. I'm not trying to make you sad. I'm not trying to make you nervous. I'm not trying to give you anxiety if you're going through these types of things. I just want you to have a plan. If you think that this type of work is going to be coming down, I want you to have a plan. Because the fact of the matter is, there are a lot of things to consider regarding these types of voluntary retirement opportunities. I know I haven't thought of everything, but I'm just giving you my ideas, my opinions, and what I think regarding this subject. I want you to start thinking, because it could happen. It could happen to you. Not to make you terrified, but if it does happen to you, I want you ready. My name is Anthony Hines. I try to share my career experiences, because your career is your responsibility. I also try to help job seekers, or in this case, potential job seekers, because I want to end unemployment one person. ahines001@gmail.com. That's ahines001@gmail.com. And I ask you, please come and check out my Facebook page. It's called the Anthony Hines Job Search and Career Help Now Facebook page. Check the About section and see all of the tools that are that I have listed in to help job seekers and to help people to establish their career. Again, it's called the Anthony Hines Job Search and Career Help Now page. Also, check out my YouTube channel, Anthony Hines Job Search and Career Help Now YouTube channel. Check out all these podcasts, the Anthony Hines Job Search and Career Help Now series on podbean.com, also available on iTunes. And come and join my LinkedIn group, the Anthony Hines Job Search and Career Help Now LinkedIn group. Everyone, understand, your career is your responsibility. Don't be surprised. Things happen in the business world. Be prepared. Make sure you're ready. Make sure you have a plan. I hope this podcast has helped you out, because that's my goal. Have a great day, everyone. Bye now.